This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Top leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates in the Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Jhumur of Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri in West Bengal. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said he's working 24/7 to make the country a developed nation by 2047. He said to fulfill the dream of Vikasit Bharat, every moment of his life is dedicated to the country. Prime Minister Modi will participate in a roadshow at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh this evening. Earlier, Mr. Modi addressed an election rally at Kunti Nagar in Bihar's Nawada Lok Sabha seat, which is going to polls on the 19th of this month in the first phase. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and leaders of constituent parties of NDA are also attending the meeting. The Election Commission has said that over 73,000 applications have been received on the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of general elections. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. It caters to permissions for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits and distributing pamphlets. The commission said more than 44,600 requests have been approved, and the first-in, first-out principle is ensuring a level of playing field for parties and candidates. It said the Suvidha portal also promotes transparency in election management. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today urged young professionals to be part of the endeavour of making India a developed country by 2047. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the 6th convocation ceremony of IIM Bodh Gaya in Bihar. He said, young mind and students of today are torchbearers of India's future. He appealed to young students to harness their skills and talent to script new chapter in India's growth story. Earlier, the Vice President conferred degrees to students of MBA in a convocation ceremony. Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chairman of IIM Bodh Gaya Uday Kotak, and Director Vinita Sahai were also present at the function. The Vice President also paid visit to world-famous Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya and offered prayers with his wife. The Aam Aadmi Party held a collective fast to protest the arrest of party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor scam. Party leaders, including Atishi, Sanjay Singh and Gopal Rai, protested at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi this morning. Addressing party workers, Mr. Singh alleged that all evidence and witness statements in the case were compromised and fabricated. He accused the centre of misusing government agencies. Meanwhile, the BJP held a protest at the Palika Market in New Delhi against AAP leader Kejriwal for alleged liquor scam and misuse of government funds. Party leader Bansuri Swaraj alleged that the AAP-led Delhi government has become synonymous with corruption. American technology company Microsoft has warned that China is gearing up to disrupt the upcoming elections in India, the United States and South Korea by using artificial intelligence AI-generated content. The warning comes after China conducted a trial run employing AI during Taiwan's presidential election to influence the outcome. According to Microsoft's threat intelligence team, Chinese state-backed cyber groups, along with involvement from North Korea, are expected to target several elections scheduled to be held across the globe this year. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians were 181 for 5 in 17.5 overs against Delhi Capitals at 1 Khere Stadium in Mumbai. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to field. In the second match, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.